You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Hello and welcome to the Daily World Cup Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up from Russia on Monday. We start off with a Group F clash between Sweden and South Korea in what is very much an open group, with Germany, of course, the big name, but the second qualification spot very much up for grabs. Then the attention turns to Group G. Belgium take on Panama before the wait is finally over and we see England in action for the first time in the 28 World Cup as they take on Tunisia. We'll be previewing all the day's games today on the podcast and giving you the best value for your bets for the first Monday of the 2018 World Cup. We'll hear from Sam Norris and Michael Wood. We'll be taking an individual look at each of the three games. We'll also hear from the Racing Post Sports Desk team, who will be offering up their best bets. And Lee Phelps is back with some of his country files to find out a little bit more about the countries taking part in this year's World Cup. It's all coming up on the William Hill Daily World Cup Podcast. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, you're listening to William Hill's In Play Radio. And right now, we're going to be taking a look at Monday's action from the World Cup. To kick things off, we have Sweden taking on South Korea. This game gets underway at 1 o'clock. Join myself, Michael Wood, in the studio is Sam Norris. And Sam, looking at this game, it looks quite tricky to call between these two. It looks quite evenly matched.
Yeah, very tricky game to get a handle of. This is a tough group. It also contains Germany and Mexico. Obviously, everyone's going to be expecting Germany to qualify out of this group. It could be a bit of a decent scrap on for who finishes second in the group, but there's already plenty riding on this game. It's game one of the tournament for both these two sides, but both of them have really got to look at this and think, if we want to be getting to the knockout stages, we need to be getting 3 points in this game. And even though both sides need a win, I think that desire for both teams could cancel each other out and we could actually end up getting a draw here, which I think is around about 9-4 in the betting. Is it the draw?
11-5.
I think that's how it could end up here. You look at some of their recent games that they've played in friendlies, and a draw has been a big feature of both these sides in recent times. A few 0-0 draws as well for the pair of them. So a 0-0 draw wouldn't massively surprise me here, which is kind of contradictory thinking to how I think the game is actually going to pan out in terms of tactics of the two sides. Because I do think there'll be plenty of sort of cut and thrust. I don't think it will be a drab game, but I do think they'll end up sort of cancelling each other out, and it could be a low scoring draw. I mean, Sweden's two previous games warming up to the World Cup both finished 0-0. They drew 0-0 with Peru and drew 0-0 with Denmark as well, who are both obviously, of course, at the World Cup. And it was a low scoring affair when they actually made their way to the tournament proper. They obviously claimed the scalp of Italy in the playoffs for European qualifying, and that was 1-0 after the first leg, clung on second leg 0-0. So a lot of Sweden's games in recent times have been goalless. Korea also played out a 0-0 draw against Bolivia in a friendly coming into this match. Their preparation for the tournament has not gone ideally either. They were beaten 3-1 by Bosnia and Herzegovina, who I'm never massively wowed with as an international side. They've got Edin Dzeko, but they're not a side I particularly rate at all on the international front. So that was a disappointing defeat. They also lost 2-0 to Senegal. So neither side have really come into the World Cup in rattling good nick. It will be difficult for these two sides to get out of the group, and it will be nigh on impossible if they don't get 3 points in this game, but I don't think either team will. So I think it'll be a draw. In terms of how they're priced, if you didn't want to back a draw, I'd maybe favour playing something like Korea on the handicaps, because I think Sweden are a little bit overpriced. Maybe it's the sort of European bias. Obviously, we have a tendency in this country to, and it's a correct assumption for the most part, to believe that the European teams are that much stronger than teams from other confederations. And obviously, it is harder to get out of European qualifying than it is for some of the other confederations. We saw that earlier on in the week with the fact that Saudi Arabia have managed to make the tournament, because qualifying is that much easier in that part of the world. So it's been harder for Sweden to qualify for this tournament, but I think the fact that they're European has maybe led to them being priced up a little bit on the thin side here. So if I did want to go away from the draw, then I think just playing Korea plus a goal or something could be an interesting way here, South Korea. They've obviously not made too much of a big splash in World Cups previously, bar, of course, the one that they hosted in 2002, when they make it all the way to the semi-finals that year, I think. But in terms of World Cup pedigree, yeah, they're not a massive side, are they? But I think they'll cancel each other out here. I think it'll be a draw. I'd like drawing under 2.5 goals as well. I think this could finish either 0-0 or 1-1. As I say, some of Sweden's recent games, well, the two recent games coming into this, both finished 0-0. South Korea got a 0-0 draw with Bolivia as well on their penultimate warm-up match. So drawing unders is how I'm going to play this. But having said that, I think it'll be a decent game with both teams going for it. But I'm not sure either side have really got the scoring power to make this a high-scoring affair. So a low-scoring draw in a game that will, unfortunately, probably spell the end of the tournament for both of these sides.
Indeed. And if you fancy the draw and under 2.5 goals, Sam, that's 12-5.
If you're betting on the World Cup on mobile, don't forget to get your Bet Boost. They're available on every match of the tournament. Just touch Boost on your bet slip and the price will get bigger.
Welcome to Belgium, where three official languages are used, Dutch, French and German. There are more castles per square kilometre in this country than there are in any other in the world. If you like your comics, then you'll know that Tintin, the Smurfs and Lucky Luke are all from this country. And if you used to have a Walkman strapped to your hip, the music tape was invented by the Belgian department of Philips in Hasselt in 1963. Education's compulsory here until you're 18 years old. And one to finish on for chocolate lovers, over 220,000 tonnes of the stuff is produced by Belgium every single year.
Let's turn our attention then to Group G, which of course features England. But we're going to be looking at Belgium. Their first game sees them take on Panama. Belgium 1-6 here to win. The draw is 6-1, and Panama, no surprise to see them at 18-1. Now, Sam, do you think this will be as clear-cut as the betting suggests?
I do. It's very difficult to get away from Belgium here. It's a boring selection, but it's what I imagine will probably happen. This Belgium side are obviously stacked full of talent, plenty of players that we know loads about. We see them in the Premier League regularly, and it's a Belgium side that people have been waxing lyrical about for the last few tournaments, really, and has maybe flattered to deceive a little bit. Obviously knocked out of the Euros by Wales, but I think Eden Hazard made a good point in one of his interviews prior to the tournament. Most of the squad now is sort of 26, 27, beginning to enter what is their prime. And if they are going to win a tournament, this golden generation, really, or make a big splash in a tournament, it's got to be one of the next few. And they've got a really presentable opportunity to get a load of confidence behind them in this first game against Panama, who have done unbelievably well just to be here. To get out of that part of qualifying for a nation of that side was very difficult. And I'm sure that in their minds, they're not here to make up the numbers, but the rest of us and the betting public believe that they are. It's going to be a massively tough task for Panama against the attacking might of Belgium. And they're 1-6 in the betting Belgium, and I think you'll find worse 1-6 shots throughout the course of the tournament. France, for example, went off 1-6 against Australia. I think that was a poorer 1-6 than the 1-6 we're getting about Belgium here. Not that I want to back them at that price, but the point I'm making is I think there'll be worse 1-6 pokes throughout the course of the tournament, given that this is a free-scoring Belgium side who come into the contest in really good nick. Their warm-up games have seen them score plenty of goals. Beat Costa Rica 4-1. They beat Egypt 3-0. Saudi Arabia 4-0. Beat Japan as well coming into this. So they're firing on all cylinders. And Panama have warmed up for this World Cup with defeat to Norway, who didn't qualify. A draw against Northern Ireland at home, who didn't qualify. Only a 1-0 win against Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, they beat them, but is that really all that good? And a 6-0 defeat to Switzerland. So their preparation coming into this tournament is pretty rank. They know they're going to be big, big underdogs here. I think they'll try and just sit in and defend and try and keep Belgium out. But this is an irresistible Belgium side going forward. And the only way I think to play it is by getting involved with the handicaps. Back Belgium -1, -2. Those would be the kind of markets that I'd be interested in here. And there'll be plenty of enhanced odds surrounding Romelu Lukaku as well here, who's really beginning to hit his straps. I don't think there's a single player who comes into this tournament in better goal-scoring form than Lukaku. And if they go deep, he's got serious designs on the golden boot. This is a rich vein of form for Lukaku internationally. He scored twice against Costa Rica, got a goal against Egypt, scored twice in the win against Saudi Arabia. He's arriving here in really good form. So I'll be formulating my bets here around the rather obvious, a heavy Belgium victory, -1/-2. And Belgium win, Lukaku to score. You could play him first goal scorer as well. He scored the first goal against Egypt, scored the first goal against Saudi Arabia. And in all three of those games, incidentally, by the way, Belgium were leading at half-time. So maybe Belgium half-time, full-time, something like that. I think they'll make a fast start here. Panama will try and frustrate them, but I don't think they've got any chance of really doing so. Don't see them scoring. Never mind in this game, I think it'll be a struggle for Panama to get any goals at all in this tournament. And I think this will be an absolute stroll for Belgium. So very, very strong on them. -1/-2 would be my play in the first instance. And then I'd be looking to get Lukaku on side as well. And maybe even two or more. He's going to be odds on to score, obviously, Lukaku. But two or more, maybe play him as a safe first goal scorer, something like that. Not terribly original, but a comfortable Belgian win. And Lukaku to do the damage.
Yeah, Lukaku in great form, as you say, Sam. And just to mention, he is part of one of the live enhanced offers. So Lukaku just scored two or more goals, was 3-1, now 4-1. And with regards to the handicap market, Sam, Belgium -1, 4-9, Belgium -2 at 5-4.
William Hill customers are getting more every day of the World Cup. With flash odds, you can get outstanding price enhancements on some of the most popular markets. So don't miss out. More enhancements, more to celebrate. William Hill, this is more.
England prepare and get their World Cup action underway on Monday at 7 o'clock. They take on Tunisia in Group G. Tunisia at 17-2 to win this one. The draw 29-10. England, the favourites here at 4-9. Sam, for England, you know, it's been quite a positive preparation coming into this World Cup. Can you see that coming into this game?
Certainly hope so. You've got to be buoyed by the signs that England have shown in their preparation for the tournament, not just on the pitch, off the pitch as well. Everyone's very complimentary about Gareth Southgate. It seems to be a good feeling in the camp, one of positivity. It's a young squad, obviously, players looking to go and express themselves, and hopefully they can restore a bit of national pride after the debacle in France a couple of years ago in the Euros. I must admit, when the draw originally got announced, however many months back it was, and I saw that we'd drawn Tunisia, I thought we'll probably get out of this group. But that Tunisia game for me has got all the hallmarks of the goalless draw that we played out against Algeria in 2010, I think it was. I thought, oh, that'll be a game where England are just massively frustrated and end up drawing. And I thought there'd be a good chance Tunisia could take a point off England. But having said that, over the last few games, I'm not really thinking like that at all anymore. Very much pro-England now. I think Gareth Southgate, much more than his predecessors, has got a very, very clear idea of the system that he wants England to play in. Identity sort of gets thrown about quite a lot, that word, in football anyway. But this England side has a bit of an identity now. There's a clear formation, a clear system that the manager wants to implement. Now, whether or not further down the line, we might see a lack of a plan B, which could potentially be a problem. I don't think it'll be a problem in this game against Tunisia. We already sort of know the formation he's going to play. A lot of the players pick themselves as well. It'll obviously be built around the captain, Harry Kane, who'll be hopeful of getting some goals done. But I think in this new system, England have become, dare I say it, quite resolute defensively. They keep plenty of clean sheets in their warm-up games coming into this. They've kept a good few clean sheets. Only Italy, who scored that late semi-dubious penalty, and Nigeria, of course, have scored against England in their last eight matches. So we're talking six clean sheets in the last eight games, which is pretty good going into this. And as I say, we're a bit unlucky to concede against Italy and the goal conceded to Nigeria as well. So I think England are actually a good proposition at the back nowadays. Whether or not, even though I am buoyed by England, I can fully trust them to go and demolish a side, I'm not really sure. It's been a long time since England absolutely hammered a side. Even the minnows in qualifying don't really get hammered by as many goals as they perhaps should do by this England side. So I'm loath to put them up sort of -1/-2, especially given that I don't think this Tunisia side are any mugs. As I say, spent the majority of the last few years thinking they could take a point from this. They should have clung on for a draw against Spain. Only a late Iago Aspas goal denied them a really confidence-boosting draw, well, it would have been against Spain. They'll probably take a lot of heart from that narrow 1-0 defeat. They drew to Turkey and Portugal prior to that. Wins against Costa Rica and Iran. They're no mugs, this Tunisia side. So they will need putting away, and I think England will do so. But as I say, I don't really trust them to cover a handicap. So I think England win to nil is probably going to be the bet I'm going to land on here. England winning unders is something I could see happening as well, 1-0 or 2-0. As I say, I'm pretty impressed England in this new system with how resolute they are defensively, with the three centre-halves and the two wing-backs. Six clean sheets from the last eight games for England is very good, and they can't be trusted to score loads and loads of goals. So I think 1-0, 2-0 England, and I'll play the win to nil and have a bit on England and unders as well.
Also quickly mention, Sam, plenty of enhanced offers as well for this game. One that catches my eye, Harry Kane to score first, and England to win was 11-4, now 3-1. Any goal scorer picks for you in this game?
Yeah, you've got to look at Kane, obviously. He's very much the talisman in this side. I've seen a few people make the quite accurate point that often all it takes is one world-class player, and that really can make the difference. Now, whether or not you agree that he's a world-class player, I don't think there's any doubt that he's a world-class goal scorer, Harry Kane. So he is going to be the talisman, and England's progress in this tournament could live and die with him a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how Kane gets on. He's an obvious one for an anytime goal scorer. Raheem Sterling's likely to start and likely to have a fairly advanced role as well. Although his finishing has improved over the last few years, I think he needs a few too many chances to score. Sterling, so I'd maybe be erring away from him. And I still think England remain a threat from set pieces, so I wouldn't be put off by backing someone like, depending if he starts or not, someone like a Gary Cahill maybe to get up from a corner and head a goal, because I still think they're a pretty potent threat from set pieces. Let's just hope that Harry Kane isn't taking the corners this time around.
Hopefully that won't be the case, Sam. Yeah, just quickly mention that bet you had, England 20-0, 19-20, if you fancy that.
Yeah, good stuff.
Hi, I'm Bruce Millington. Welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup betting previews. It's Tunisia versus England taking place at 7 o'clock on Monday night. Will England slip up on this potential banana skin? Dan Charles and Mark Langdon are here to answer. Mark Langdon, what's your view?
I'm going to go for England to win 1-0. I think it could be a nervy 90 minutes before Gareth Southgate's side eventually find a way through. Let's not forget, Tunisia held out for 80-odd minutes against Spain in their last friendly, so they're no mugs.
No mugs, but can England get past them, Dan Charles?
Yeah, I'm not as respectful of Tunisia. I think they come through a very weak qualifying group. England are 10 games unbeaten, and they'll make it 11 here. England, double result for me.
We're back with more World Cup tips very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.